Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
If ever there was a tough little lady who didn't know what she could not do, it was Gladys Alward. And who is she, you might ask? In the event that you have seen the movie, still available on the internet, The End of the Sixth Happiness, featuring the Swedish actress Ingrid Bergman, you would at least know her story. But actress Ingrid Bergman, with her blonde hair, rather imposing stature, and British accent, falls far short of depicting both Gladys's looks as well as her character. You see, Alward was a small woman with dark hair and a North London accent. But beyond that, the movie fails to accurately portray her life and what she did. In my book, Heroes, I tell her story, which is actually far more exciting than Hollywood portrays it. This little woman led several hundred Chinese orphans across mountain ranges during the Japanese invasion and occupation of China in World War II. One of her biographers wrote that Gladys Alward never kissed a man in her life, yet the film's ending portrayed her as leaving the orphans she had rescued to join a colonel who romanced her, even though in reality she did not retire from working with orphans until she was 60 years of age. But please indulge me. Rather than talk about her life story, I'd like to tell you about the time that someone asked Gladys if she would not have preferred meeting the right person, falling in love, and settling down to raise a family. "Yes," replied Gladys. Then she went on to explain that there had been a time in her life when she prayed earnestly for a husband. But then she said, "I think God called him to come to China where we would have met and married, but he refused to heed the call of God." How many women have prayed for a husband and yet remained single? Some of the most miserable women I have ever met have been single missionaries who told me how they had gone overseas, fully expecting to meet someone and get married, and they never met the right person. "Go home," I would advise them. "If you can't be single and handle the frustration, pack up and go home." However, putting a wedding ring on the fourth finger of your left hand is no guarantee you will be happy. Does God answer the prayers of singles who are asking him to provide a mate? In many cases, the answer is yes. But the caveat is that you can be single and miserable. And you can be married and miserable too. You can be joyfully single just as you can be miserably married. "Why, God? Why haven't you answered my prayer and given me what I ask for?" How many have voiced that complaint? It was a single missionary whose name was Paul who wrote, "I have learned in whatever situation I am in to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me." A closing thought. God always gives his best to those who leave the choice to him. So when you cannot see the Father's hand, trust his heart. He loves you, and he will give you his best. I take great heart, however, in the promise of Jesus who said, "Your heavenly Father knows what you need even before you ask him." But again he said, "Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full."
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.